It would be a real oversight on our part if we didn't have Mrs. Carly Ward with us, Bonnie Ward. Reverend and Mrs. Ward, very familiar to Sunday listeners on WIEL. Ms. Ward, your husband passed away a couple of years ago, and you would tell me if he had lived a few months longer, how long would it have been?
It would have been 48 years. He started on the first Sunday in January, and if he died in October, it will be 2 years next month.
The Brother Ward Show is about, well, I should say program, is about eight minutes away, huh? I did it again, didn't I? Well, what's going on? What's going on this week?
Good morning. We're glad to see you this morning, or talk to you this morning. And don't forget, our program will be on at 9 o'clock.
Old habits die hard.
If we get Benny straightened out here between the show and the program.
And if he had lived and been able to stay on the air until the first Sunday in January, it would have been 48 years.
Well, your program ran on Sunday morning on WIEL about what time in the morning?
Well, when he first started, of course, the children were small, and I didn't come with him then, but when he first started, it was 15 minutes at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. And then after that, he extended, well, while Mr. Huddleston was there, he extended the program to 30 minutes from 7 to 7:30. And then later, after that, while we were on from 9 till 9:30 on Sunday morning.
Well, you were very faithful to do that, and actually neither one of you missed very many Sundays, did you?
No, we didn't miss very many, and sometimes when Carly couldn't be there, we'd have the guest ministers. I'm sure you remember Brother Raymond Ward.
Yes,
we told just many times for him, and Brother Billy Hancock, that was at Mount Zion at that time, preached for him. And
well, what people don't remember a lot of times about these radio stations, when I first got into the business in my hometown, there was a big auditorium, there was a piano in there, and you had a lot of live programming with gospel singers and preachers and so on. That was a big part of radio.
Yes, most of the time we were live. Now, a few times when we were going on vacation, while we would tape the program, but the majority of the time it was live, and there was a piano in there. We had live singing. We had different quartets that came in and sung on the Sunday morning program. And then a few times there was singing on Sunday afternoon, just with choirs or different programs that was sponsored by Bill and Ruth Murray. They sponsored that program, but they sort of connected it in with our program. Well, when Walt Gaines was the announcer there, when Carly started up there, and they had an agreement that there would be no soliciting of funds, and we never broke that promise.
Well, Ms. Ward, most people just got to hear you on the radio. I got to see your smiling faces here on Sunday mornings, and I want to tell you, every time I saw the two of you, it sort of lifted my day. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for talking with me. It was one of the greatest experiences in my life.